Welcome to another episode of Stocks to Watch for exclusive one-on-one discussions with company leaders to help you make informed investment decisions. I'm Ashley Berry, and today we're talking electric vehicles and more. Alf Poor is with us, Chief Executive Officer of Ideanomics, Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as IDEX. The one-stop partner simplifies the transition and operation of an EV fleet by synergizing vehicles and charging technology with design, implementation, and financial services to really ensure a commitment to an EV future. Alf, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So with 5 years leading this company, perhaps you can share your initial vision and the strategic approach you had in mind at the outset for those that may not be familiar with the company.
Yeah, thank you. It's a really good question. So originally, I have a background in disruptive technologies. I'd worked for a number of high growth companies, a number of startups that were lucky enough to be successful in terms of being purchased or whatever. And I was asked to come in to join Ideanomics because they were looking at disruptive technologies. And in particular, they were looking at the growth of the EV sector in China. Okay, China obviously threw its government threw a lot of money at the problem. It had a lot of issues with smog and pollution in its cities, and vehicles were a large cause of that because they have such, you know, large cities. Our largest city, New York's about 8 million people. They have cities of 25, 30 million people there. So just think of three times the traffic, three times the noise, and three times the pollution. So we took a look there. We spent a couple of years looking at that market, and our initial approach was to bring what were mature technologies in Asia, and primarily China, over to the US. As we progressed through the Trump administration, we saw that wasn't going to be a viable option for the company. So in 2020, we started taking a look at the landscape within the US and Europe. And we went out and we spoke to the market and we raised capital to do a number of acquisitions. And what we were looking for in those acquisitions was, again, disruptive technology, which is why at the beginning of 2021, we closed the acquisition of Wayve. Okay, Wayve is a Utah-based producer of wireless charging systems, but high-powered wireless charging for commercial trucks and buses, et cetera. And so we've always tried to take a disruptive approach. So where we saw with international commerce, the political climate, import taxes and things like that from product from Asia, it wasn't going to be viable for us to penetrate the market with those type of technologies. So we pivoted to see, you know, what was there in the EV sector in the US and Europe. And it was a lot of young companies, but a lot of exciting companies with some good ideas and some great tech. And so we went through a process of acquiring several what we felt were really meaningful companies in the space and began to build the Ideanomics group. And again, you mentioned it in the kind of preamble here. We're quite unique in that we're one of the only companies that's approaching it from the vehicular side as well as the charging side. Mm-hmm. And we think that there's two real markets here. There's the short-term technology disruption, which is the vehicles, and then there's the long-term revenues that are going to come from the shift away from gasoline and diesel and into electrification and the charging of electric vehicles as well. So we tried to find a balance between, you know, what we could do to make significant revenues today for shareholders, and then what would be the ramp in revenues in the long term. And we always felt the energy was going to be the shift there. I think you see that today with you know, the market leader Tesla. More and more of the manufacturers are now moving over to Tesla's standard for charging. And I've said it for a lot of years, Tesla's not an automotive company, at least in my mind. It's an energy company. It sells vehicles and other products that you discharge a lot of energy into, and it provides the charging systems to do that as well, and energy storage and solar. You look all around their group, it's an energy services company. So you know, we wanted to play in that energy side as well. And that's why we made those investments in both the charging tech and in the vehicle side as well.
And I would say that really sets you apart and really makes you unique. And I think it's really helpful, Alf, for you to explain how you had the foresight and all that strategic research that you had to do in order to become as successful as you are. Since your tenure began, significant developments have occurred. Notably, Energica was chosen by police in France and in Barbados for electric motorcycles. Wayve also achieved an OEM-approved installation of wireless charging on a Kenworth truck in collaboration with Kenworth and Dana, alongside ongoing tests with a key logistics customer. Let's pick that apart a little bit.
Yeah, sure. There's a few things to unpack there. I'll start off with the Energica one. Not just the police forces in France and the Caribbean, but also in Indonesia. They had a fleet that was purchased for the G20 summit about 18 months ago. Energica is not just a great EV motorbike. It's a great motorbike. Mm-hmm. And their technology's a tour de force. It's way ahead. We only own a majority of that. The founders still own a piece of that. But that company is, as you would expect, coming from Moda Valley in Italy. It's an exceptional piece of technology and engineering. So when you're looking to law enforcement, what do they need? Right? They need to respond to emergency situations. So they need robust, reliable, and fast vehicles. So if they need to hit the throttle or the pedal, you know, they get the response they need in order to attend to an emergency. So, you know, these deals don't get done in a dark room. A lot of testing occurs. So, you know, we really enjoy that because the kind of rigor that a police force will put into the testing of a motorbike really shows its advantages versus its peer group. And I wasn't surprised to see that a number of forces in different locations globally have elected to work with Energica. Mm-hmm. In terms of the wireless technology at Wave, yes, we've started to do a number of OEM approved integrations. We have several already. Of course, this is an enabling technology. So in order for it to be adopted, we've got to integrate it with other vehicles. We can't just say, okay, let's put it on a VIA Motors vehicle that we own, and then that'll be, you know, our entire market. No, there's a much bigger market that we can achieve if we work with everybody. So typically what we do is we go and demonstrate our technologies and the operational efficiency of wireless charging to big logistics customers, and they don't work with only one automotive company. They can't. If there's a vehicle recall, they'd be out of business. So mm-hmm. they work with many different types of trucks at different sizes and different manufacturers. And so in order to use our tech, we've got to put our tech onto the vehicles of the trucks that they want to use and the vans they want to use. So it's typical for us to do integrations. We have a number of them, probably a dozen, including bus and truck manufacturers at this point, and more in the works. But this is just a way that we can get our tech into the market. And one of the reasons to do OEM approved is it makes it warrantable, which probably won't mean much to the average investor. But if something goes wrong, then it gets serviced by the truck company and the truck dealer, and we don't have to come in and do separate work on it. So that's why we want to work with the OEMs to make sure the integrations are OEM approved, because then it just makes it a much more seamless servicing and maintenance item for the fleet operator. And that's what this is all about. How can we make life easy for the fleet operator? He's already got to change technology, right? From gasoline and diesel to EV, potentially hydrogen. How do we make his life as easy as possible? And doing things like OEM approved integrations do exactly that.
Fantastic. Putting the consumer, the customer at the forefront. Listen, we're all looking to improve, especially in this market. What factors do you believe are really contributing to this tough industry, and what steps are being taken to improve your company's performance specifically?
Yeah, we've had a tough few years. It's not unique to Ideanomics. All of its peer group are in a bit of a funk in terms of share price and market cap. We had a high in February 2021, and we've rode down since then. And, you know, it's time for people to start taking a look at these types of technologies again. But in February 2021, the reason the market took a turn, and it's been a multi-year turn now, it's been over 3 years, is because going into the 2020 elections, the Biden administration promised $2.2 trillion for infrastructure, and particularly clean energy infrastructure. That created a bubble of interest in all of the companies in the EV space, because it said that there's going to be a boon of capital available to pay for all of this disruption. That never came. Okay, we saw the Inflation Reduction Act down at about $900 million, and a lot of that being pushed into the battery sector, and the typical Department of Defense contractors and others have come in and take a slice of that. And it hasn't really made its way down to either the OEMs, the traditional auto manufacturers who are now stepping into EV, and all the new to market companies like Ideanomics and its peers. We just haven't had any of that cash. And so when you sit there and you talk to a fleet operator, you know, Wave's been able to successfully bring on board some marquee customers with some really big balance sheets, the biggest players in the industry, because they can afford to step into this technology, but your average customer cannot. And he's got legislation starting in 2030, and in places like Southern California, it's already started. It's already biting into their, you know, fines and things like that they're having to pay. Well, the government subsidy that's required Because if you're sitting there, you're your average fleet operator, you've got a few hundred trucks and you've got some warehousing and you service different goods companies around the country. Your balance sheet can't pay for this disruption. And you were told by the government there's going to be subsidy to allow you to step into this. Well, other than some state level voucher programs, which are the same as you get when you buy a consumer car, there's really been no assistance. And that's what slowed the whole industry adoption down. So we work with lobbyists and others to kick the door in at the White House and state level as well, because if they don't put the money into these industries, they won't get anything out.
And to help inform them about the importance of EV technology, really. So it sounds like you remain very optimistic about Ideanomics prospects. Can you outline your plans for turning the company around in a way, I should say, and why investors should feel confident about the future of Ideanomics?
Yeah, I mean, we had a big vision, which was a vertically integrated company a few years ago with different technologies servicing each other and others in the industry. We quickly realized there wasn't the access to capital to fuel that kind of growth, because none of the businesses are profitable in EV, particularly commercial EV at this time, not just Ideanomics, the whole industry. So we were going to continually need to raise capital to grow. And we saw, particularly in the middle of 2022, we're going to have to make a shift. There was no capital available, very little for our industry. So we started to make some tough decisions. We downsized some of our workforces. We did all the appropriate things you would expect a company to do when it can't see predictable access to capital. So we cut our teams down, we sold some of the businesses, and we really focused around a core of vehicles and charging. And, some of the companies like Energica, Solectrac, and others, we're having discussions around, potentially selling those businesses to help us capitalize, because they don't fit within what we see as the core focus right now, which is the logistics market, particularly warehousing, local last mile delivery, et cetera.
Okay, well, really appreciate the transparency here, Alf. Alf Poor, Chief Executive Officer of Ideanomics, best of luck to you moving forward. Thank you so much for joining us here on Stocks to Watch, and we look forward to having you on again. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.